You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, Clear Fork's Brian Brown will retire at the end of this school year, marking the end of a 32-year career with Clear Fork Valley Local Schools, the last 17 of those as high school principal. Before we begin, a quick message. Get ready for a sky-high aerial extravaganza at the 34th Annual Ashland Balloon Fest. From June 27th to June 29th, Freer Field transforms into a magical place filled with dozens of incredible hot air balloons, food, merchants, live entertainment, and fun activities for kids. Don't miss the spectacular balloon glows lighting up the night sky. Mark your calendars and join in for an unforgettable weekend. Visit ashlandballoonfest.com for more info. Next, our feature story. For Brian Brown, every day at work is a chance to remember his high school years, but that's about to change. He will retire at the end of this school year, marking the end of a 32-year career with Clear Fork Valley Local Schools, the last 17 of those as high school principal. A Clear Fork High School alumnus and former All-Ohio football player, Brown began his career at Mansfield City Schools before becoming an intervention specialist and then assistant principal. Brown found his job dynamic and stimulating, enjoying the energy students bring each day. He told us that, quote, one of the coolest things is seeing those that graduate and come back 6 or 8 years later having done some really neat things. His wife, Sue, an elementary teacher, has significantly influenced his educational approach. Quote, she may not think I listen to her, but I do, he says. Assistant Principal Sean Ramian described Brown as a calming presence and a good listener who avoids micromanaging. He said, quote, he lets people teach. Teachers appreciate you letting them do their job. Brown said he values supporting teachers' passions, which has led to diverse electives like specialized history classes on the Holocaust and Vietnam War, mythology, and life skills. He emphasized the importance of hiring passionate educators, quoting Woody Hayes, you win with people. Band director Jason Brazier and art teacher Jennifer Irwin praised Brown's leadership and kindness. Brazier recalls Brown's dependable leadership during crises like COVID-19, while Irwin said she appreciated his gentle and understanding management style. Several pieces of Clear Fork history hang in Brown's office, a Kelly Green pennant that hung in the old gymnasium nearly half a century ago, one of the last 1970s football jerseys he couldn't bear to see thrown away. Brown said his hope for the district is that future leaders will continue to cherish the district's history and instill a sense of identity in its students. He said, quote, I want the community to know that they have one of the most incredibly special school districts in the state of Ohio right here. They need to remain vigilant and protect it. Stay involved in the schools as much as possible. Donate your time. The Clear Fork School Board voted in April to hire current middle school principal Jennifer Klaus to take Brown's place. He said the school is in good hands and that he has full confidence in his successor. Next, some Ohio history. Did you know that Mamie Smith was a trailblazing American vaudeville singer known for her contributions to jazz and blues? Born in Ohio in 1891, in 1920, she made history as the first African-American artist to record vocal blues, breaking racial barriers in the music industry. Her hit, Crazy Blues, sold 1 million copies in a year, significantly boosting the popularity of records recorded by black musicians. Smith continued recording and touring with her band, Mamie Smith and her Jazz Hounds, throughout the 1920s. She appeared in several films before retiring in 1931. Smith died penniless in 1946 and was initially buried in an unmarked grave. A successful crowdfunding campaign in 2012 finally provided her with a proper headstone in 2013. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember the life of Marlene Meyer. Marlene was born in Marion in 1938 and graduated from Marion Harding High School. In 1956, she married Bud. They were together for 65 years. Marlene tried to be the ideal wife and mother, providing a loving home for her family of four children. She delighted in her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She is survived by her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a brother. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Marlene's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.